Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Thursday, January 26th. I have what I think is a fascinating topic for the podcast today. I have not unleashed it anywhere. I did not sneak it and tell Rob G. I just kind of put something together. It kind of started with a kernel on the herd this week. I was randomly chiming in on something. I was like, holy cow, did I just stumble onto maybe how to hack the NFL. My son's, you know, a young computer guy, and he's all about hacking with his little buddies. And so I've had hacking on the mind, and I'll get into it in a moment. Baseball's kind of been hacked. Basketball is. NFL is kind of the last frontier, has not totally been hacked. I think I might have just come up with something. We'll get to that shortly. But I just need to remind people, subscribe, rate, and review, obviously, to the podcast, number one. Number two, we talk about the NBA often. Have you guys actually seen some of these scores in the NBA? I know people aren't digging in January, but you look across the league last night, almost every game, teams are scoring over 120. And I know you're going to say, oh, nobody plays defense. Yeah, there's some no defense happening, but there is a lot of really, really good, unstoppable offense. And not just great offense, but smart, efficient offense. I mean, these players' skill level right now, and I keep hammering this home. You guys don't like to hear it, but you know, the 90s was great. I loved the 80s and 90s with Magic and Larry and Michael and all those guys. It's my favorite era. And I mean, I say it a lot. This era is blowing away what those guys were doing. It's just unbelievable. The efficiency and the scoring ability is insane. Everybody can score from anywhere on the court practically. It's really a joy to watch. Before we get to my hacking of the NFL, a quick word on Patrick Mahomes. So I came out feeling all good about my awesome NFL gambling weekend on Monday, and I was like, hey, listen, Mahomes is hurt, high ankle sprain. What is he going to be, 50, 75, 80%? And I took the Bengals at pick 'em. It since ran up to Bengals, what did it get to, 2.5? Maybe 2, whatever it was. And then Wednesday, Andy Reid says, no injuries to report. Patrick Mahomes will practice. I don't know if it'll be a full practice, but he will practice. And everybody's like, whoa, really? And Patrick Mahomes, oh yeah, I'm feeling fine. And all of a sudden, Patrick Mahomes walking away from the podium becomes scrutinized. Seriously, Patrick Mahomes, no brace, no tape, no anything, no crutches, just walks down the podium. And it's like, wait, is he not hurt? And then if you really look at it, and I'm not kidding, reporters just focused on like his legs and ankle walking down the one step, two step to the podium. And I did notice that, you know, listen, everybody who walks, most people who are right-handed lead with their right foot when walking. You don't really walk with your left foot first. And walking down the podium, Mahomes, not like he had practiced it, but he didn't do a stutter step, but he kind of walked down the podium and led with his left foot to avoid putting pressure on his right foot first. And you cushion the blow with the second step down with the right foot. And I thought maybe it was something, and then probably not. And then you see some of these practice video reporters were there. Mahomes looked fine. I mean, he's probably not 100%. It's obviously not game speed. They're walking around and stretching. But he looked 75, 80%. And remember, the game's not till Sunday. A lot of time. A lot of great doctors in Kansas City. So what happens? The line starts moving back toward Pick'em. And next thing you know, if Mahomes has a clean bill of health, the Chiefs are going to be favored at home with Andy Reid coaching against the Bengals. Now, I know the Bengals have won three in a row from KC, and everybody and their mom loves the Bengals, which is scary. I saw a stat that's obscene. This is, I actually don't think I've said this. You know, you try to save some stuff for the Friday podcast. It's always our biggest because it has picks. We have usually a gambling guest. So with Ja'Marr Chase in the lineup, the Bengals, I counted 19 straight games without losing by more than 3 points. Essentially, with a healthy Ja'Marr Chase, they're in the game. You have to go all the way back to, I believe it was week 17 last year, where he, I don't think, played the full game. He caught a couple passes, and, you know, it was the final week of the season. They had a lot of backups in there. And they lost by 5. But you look at Burrow healthy, Chase healthy, basically they can compete with anyone. They can come back from any deficit as they did in the AFC title game last year. This team's just the can I say grit? Can I use that here? I mean, you're not that gritty if you've won double-digit games in a row. I mean, they have mowed down everybody, and I still like Cincinnati a little bit, but it's tough not to like Kansas City. Bottom line is the games will be phenomenal on Sunday. Very excited. And since I know some of you, and by some I mean none of you, are asking, I should note I'm probably most likely going to skip my league basketball game because it coincides with the end of the second game. So it's like, well, I love my league basketball, but I'm coaching my son's basketball team during one of the games. I can't then miss part of the other one to play in a league game. I mean, we have a good team. We are playing a team where the opponent last week, as I was walking off the court, said, I've scouted you, J-Mac. I mean, I've never seen this guy in my life. He's on another team. And he kind of grinned. And, you know, he's a small guard shooting a lot. Looked like he was one of these slithery, quick guys. And, like, listen, I've seen this team before. They have an A team in this league and then a B team in the league we played in last year. And to make the playoffs last year, they sent some of their A guys down to the B team to play us. And we only started with 4 guys. And then our 5th came like 4 minutes into the game. And, of course, we ended up beating them. And, listen, we just play well together. So we're good. But I think I'll probably end up missing. Plus, it's good to get other guys in the mix. I don't need to hog all the playing time. You know, I just love hoops. At any rate, let me get to hacking the NFL, or what I think might be. Okay? So I said it earlier this week that the quarterbacks left in the playoffs, Purdy, Hurts, Burrow, and Mahomes, none of their huge money cap hit deals have kicked in. Now, Mahomes is sort of kicked in. His cap hit this year is $35 million, which is significant, obviously, when you compare it to Burrow, $9.8 million. Jalen Hurts, $1.6 million, MVP of the league, or nearly the MVP, $1.6 million cap hit. Talk about value. Brock Purdy, $724,000. Okay? Quarterback, most important position in sports. So they are paying Mahomes a lot, but this team's been there. Reed has an incredible roster. Maybe you make an exception. They're the best team in football, and Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. That's how they were able to overcome his significant cap hit. Next year, it gets even worse. But then I went back and looked at the final four last year.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It was a similar situation. Mahomes, he was on that early deal, only a $7.4 million cap hit. They had Tyreek Hill. Well, guess what? When the cap hit goes up 28 mil, you got to sacrifice somebody, and Tyreek Hill was the guy they lost. So Burrow was in the Final Four last year, $8 million cap hit. Matt Stafford, who ended up winning the Super Bowl, interesting case. So he was with the Lions. He goes to the Rams. He only had the ninth highest cap hit in the league, $20 million cap hit for your quarterback, who ended up winning the Super Bowl and was phenomenal throwing a no-look pass. That is pretty damn good. And then the 49ers, who were beating the Rams in a great game for most of it, ended up losing the game. Jimmy Garoppolo, his cap hit was a little higher, 26.4 mil. Now remember, that was the last year of his deal that he had signed with the Niners when he came over in the trade from the Patriots. So it's the final year of his deal. And you look at him and you're like, okay, so we're in a situation, and this is not groundbreaking stuff, but obviously if you don't pay your quarterback top dollar, you've got a chance to win. Why is that? Because you've got to build a roster, 22 starters, 11 on offense, 11 defense, toss in special teams. You got to build a roster. It's tough to do that when your quarterback's getting all of the money. Quarterback is the most important, but how important is it? I mean, Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft last year. Jalen Hurts was not even a first-round pick. Now, Joe Burrow was number one overall. Mahomes went 10th. But obviously, quarterback is important, but how much you pay him is actually, I think, more important than the quarterback. And the guy who put me onto this was Sean Payton. And you guys know he does the weekly Herd Hit, so he would come in, and I've told you guys this, since I got to FS1 6 years ago, I'm in the halls, and I'm bouncing into former players, current players, former coaches, former GMs, and I'm just a sponge. I'll never forget, I think it was 2016 or 17, and I'm sitting on the set with John Lynch. He did the show with us one day, and I'm just asking him all these questions. He was, at the time, just a broadcaster. And then all of a sudden, one day, it's like, oh, John Lynch is the new GM of the 49ers, and he's gone. And so I'm like, wow, that's quite a leap. Player, broadcaster, and now he's running the Niners. Oh, okay, got it. So, there's a lot of value in what these guys have to say. I'm telling you, as a Jets fan, I have asked Eric Mangini a billion questions, and some of it I haven't revealed, stuff that he's told me. Eventually, one day I will. I just got to wait for enough time to go by. But of course, I'm going to pepper guys who were on the Jets. But for instance, Sanchez is an announcer. Anytime he's there, I'm hitting him up with questions, and we got to be friendly. So I will then text him questions. Hey, you got this game this week. How's that looking? You know, and just, you never know what information you could come across. And Mark Schlereth, super great guy, good announcer. Kevin Burkhart, I know, because when I was a young reporter at like my first or second job out of college, right outside New York City, I would be covering high school football games, and Kevin Burkhart was like an announcer for high school football games. So we would meet in the press box. I think it was like Saddlebrook, maybe. I don't remember. They're in North Jersey, Bergen County. And, you know, we would just talk, and I almost want to say he was like part-time selling cars or working at a car dealership. You know, listen, hey, you're a young guy. You got to cobble together whatever you can. And, you know, Burkhart was good and super nice guy. And it's funny, I think I may have mentioned this before, but that was the job where I ended up meeting my girlfriend who would become my wife. And it was at that point pretty quickly that I realized, oh, geez, this job, this is not sustainable. I mean, guys, I would have to, you know, high school football games in Jersey are on Saturday mornings. There's some Friday nights, but some Saturday mornings. And so it would be like, hey, Jay, you got to cover this game Friday, and then you got to cover a game Saturday morning. And I would hate that because I'm right outside New York City. And of course, so I'd want to go hang out with my buddies. And I'll never forget one of them where I had the Friday off. So I went into the city, slept at my buddy's place. You know, we were partying late hours, heavy drinking. I drive back the next morning at like 8 a.m. I got to cover like a 10 a.m. football game. And I park my car in the parking lot of my little apartment complex. And I was like, geez, I don't feel good. And I just like took a step and then vomited in the parking lot because I had gone pretty hard the night before. And it just clicks when you're like, Jiminy Christmas, I'm trying to have fun, have a social life. And here I am vomiting before I have to go cover a high school football game. And pretty quick, within like 4 months, I left. Maybe it was 6 months, but I was out of there pretty quickly and moved on to work at a magazine and yada, yada, yada. Here I am today. At any rate, I'm a sponge. Sean Payton one day comes to the set and we're talking and he says, as if he already knew the answer, who's the last quarterback, Jay, to win a Super Bowl and be the highest paid and have the biggest cap hit? And I was like, oh, I never really thought about that. I don't know. I'll check. I start looking. I'm digging. I'm like, wait a minute. What the hell? The answer is not this century. Not that I could find. There has never been a highest paid quarterback who won the Super Bowl in the same year. And why is that? Because once you pay your quarterback, so, well, since the contracts have changed and the quarterback's rookie structure, you know, like the Jamarcus Russell deal. Remember how he got so much money and they had to change those contracts. Sam Bradford, I think, might have got the last one. Once they adjusted and, you know, the TV deals went up and these quarterbacks are making, I mean, Dak Prescott's like, you know, over $40 million. Once that stuff kicked in, the highest paid ain't winning the Super Bowl. And so this week, I'm doing a mock draft for Fox Sports. And I'm looking at the top of the draft and I see Seattle's in there and Detroit at six. I start looking at the Detroit roster. I'm like, damn, this Lions roster is pretty good. And I start thinking, you know, they're not quite the Eagles or the Niners, but just so you guys know, Eagles and Niners are not going anywhere anytime soon. Their quarterbacks are low paid. That is unlikely to change. Even if Purdy loses the job next year to Trey Lance, he's still on the rookie deal. Jalen Hurts paid like a rookie contract. Okay? They're going to have stacked rosters. I mean, and of course, look where they're most loaded. Front seven defensively. What do those guys do? Well, they get after the quarterback. And if you can chase down the opposing quarterback, you're going to have a pretty damn good chance to win games. Especially when your quarterback's not highly paid and you surround him with talent. So what did the Eagles do? Oh, Jalen Hurts, we're not paying him. Let's bring in A.J. Brown. They drafted Devontae Smith. You got A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert. No number one awesome running back in Miles Sanders, but they basically have, you know, a slate of like three or four guys. I mean, Boston Scott, they turned to him. He's just automatic touchdowns. And what they're able to do is build a pretty sick roster in Philly. And the one thing that I've talked about this all the time is pressure rate defensively. how often are you pressuring the quarterback? Well, Cowboys are number one. Micah Parsons is a lot of that, and they also played kind of a soft schedule. Eagles are number two. So then the second thing is you correlate blitz percentage, right? So for instance, the New York Giants, 39% of the time blitzed. Well, that's a lot. That's four out of every 10 downs. They're blitzing. But their pressure rate was good. Sixth in pressure rate. So to get pressure, they blitzed. Well, you know what the perfect storm is. Not blitzing and getting pressure, which is basically what the San Francisco 49ers do. We're going to rush four. We're not going to blitz because we've got Bosa, who's one of the best. We got Armstead. And we're still going to pressure you. And they're basically every year top 10, 11 in pressure rate. Eagles this year have, I think, six guys who approached double-digit sacks. I think four of them got it. Eagles had 70 sacks. They blitzed 22% of the time, which is, I'm looking on the list here. So the Jets blitzed the lowest, 14%. The Giants were the highest. The Eagles check in, yeah, right around league average. I'm just eyeballing it. Looks about 16, right around there, 22% of the time. And their pressure was second in the league. So they don't really need to blitz to get pressure. So now you can only rush four, drop back and exotic coverages. Eagles went and spent on cornerbacks. They got Bradbury and Slay the last few years. Folks, this team is stacked. Roster-wise, they're incredible. And the Niners are too. Why? Because they're not paying their quarterback anything. Okay? So now let's get to the draft that I had.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Detroit Lions are picking sixth. Jared Goff was very good this year. I think down the stretch, he was like 14 touchdowns, zero picks, some ridiculous number. I don't have the exact number. But basically, they went 7-2 down the stretch. Goff was outstanding. Why? Well, his offensive line is elite. It's not quite Eagles elite, but it's very, very good. Well, he's got a great offensive line. He's got an unparalleled offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, who blew up this year. And if he stays creative, holy hell, he's going to be a head coach next year. And oh, by the way, Amon-Ra St. Brown. And you've got, do they have DJ Shark or is he somewhere else? Bottom line is, they've got great skill position players. They trade away Hockenson. Remember, they trade away Hockenson. And they've got tight ends who produce. I'll never forget 4th-and-1 against the Jets to a tight end I've never heard of. 50 yards, touchdown, Jets lose, Lions win. I will never forget that play. I mean, it was just a dagger for the Jets. Oh, my gosh. So I look at the lines. I say, wow. You know, most mock drafts, and I don't look at them before I do mine, they're probably going to have the Lions go, hey, we got to go defense. Aiden Hutchinson was a home run. Let's get another defender. Let's give it a go. Well, if you want to try to hack the NFL, what if you did this? Jared Goff was outstanding. We really liked what he did. But man, if Bryce Young or CJ Stroud is there at six, can we draft him and throw him in there and save money that we can then spend? Not a first round pick on a defender, but because Goff has a much bigger cap hit than your first round pick, oh my gosh, we're going to save a ton of money. We can now go buy a defensive tackle. We can buy a cornerback, go acquire a safety, and you can start to cobble together a complete roster, quarterback on the rookie deal behind a great offensive line. And folks, you got something. Now, the key is you got to have the offensive line. Brock Purdy's out there behind Trent Williams, who's incredible. He's got Kyle Shanahan calling plays. He's got a great set of skill position players. The Lions are a poor man's, right? A poor man's potential Niners offense. I'm not calling Ben Johnson Shanahan, not yet. And their backup tight ends are no Kittle, and they don't have a Debo Samuel. But they got some good players, right? You could do some major damage for the Lions, build something for like the next, I don't know, three, four years. Or you could just try to run it back with Goff and give it a go. Now, it's going to be a tough sell to the front office. Hey, let's move off of Goff and try this young guy. There's carries some risk, obviously. What up? Bryce Young's out up to speed. But, you know, indoors, offensive line, skill position guys, Ben Johnson, I think it could work. Now, this would be the next level of that. What do Brock Purdy and Jalen Hurts have in common as quarterbacks, besides that incredible football game they played in college a couple years ago where they had like 11 touchdown passes between them? Well, they weren't first-round picks, but they were experienced college players with over 30 starts under their belt. So you got a little older, not a lot of pressure on either of those guys. Purdy was, come on, that guy was probably practice squad for half the season, or until Trey Lance got hurt. Jalen Hurts, when they drafted him, they were like, what are we drafting him for? We got Carson Wentz. No pressure at all. So there would be some pressure for Bryce Young. Well, the next step would be, well, if we've got an offensive line and skill position players, can we try to duplicate Niners-Eagles if we, say, made a play for Max Duggan of TCU in the fifth round? And before you laugh, just remember, Brock Purdy was the dead last pick in the draft, and he's won a ton of games in a row, and he's in the NFC Championship on the doorstep of the Super Bowl. And I know he's got the players and the coach around him and a great defense, but you're seeing that the formula could possibly be there. Or if you don't like Max Duggan, you can go ahead and laugh, guys. Stetson Bennett. Again, two-year starter at Georgia, made plays. Now he had a loaded Georgia Bulldogs team. Well, guess what? If the right team with a good offensive line, good skill position guys, strong defense. And oh, by the way, if you get Stetson Bennett as your quarterback in, say, the fifth round, or Max Duggan in the fourth or fifth round, he's even cheaper. Brock Purdy's cap hit is not even $1 million. There's listeners to this podcast who make more money this year than Brock Purdy. That's a fact. And it can be done. Now, it's going to take some balls of steel to try to pull that off. It's much easier when you get a Joe Burrow in there, trade for Matt Stafford. But if you want to try to hack the NFL, and remember Moneyball, you know, listen, when Moneyball, I'm sure you guys have seen the movie. I love it. I'm not even a huge baseball fan anymore. I do like going to Dodgers games, but like watching baseball is tough. But the movie Moneyball is incredible. It's to the point, though, that the edge is gone for Moneyball because everybody's doing sabermetrics. Everybody knows, you know, on base percentage means more than batting average, OPS. Everybody knows that now. Just like in the NBA, everybody knows about the threes. We don't want traditional big guys now. We don't. If you can't shoot the three, I don't know how much value you've got. That's where the NBA is right now. And it's like, baseball, they solved it. Basketball has been solved. They're talking about, like, we need rule changes in the NBA because everybody's doing the same thing. I wonder who is risky enough. And I'll give you a team, you're not going to like this, in Denver. But if I'm the Broncos, I'm absolutely drafting an experienced quarterback in middle rounds who I think, if Russell Wilson has another bad year and the first out they can have in his contract, I'm moving on. I give him one more year, and I've got low paid Max Duggan, Stetson Bennett, enter whatever quarterback you want. But I do think, not every team can do this, okay? The Jets tried it with Zach Wilson. They don't have the offensive line infrastructure there yet. It's not going to work for everybody. Houston Texans, they're not even close. But what you want to do is identify teams that are close and think you can put in the cheap quarterback. I'll tell you a team I have an eye on next year is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, if they had dumped their OC, I would really love their chances. But Kenny Pickett looked way better than I thought on his rookie deal. This defense is kind of loaded. Offensive line, that's where they need to add some guys. Pickens and Johnson on the outside. Freiermuth, like the running back. Like this team, I don't want to say sleeping giant, but there's something there. Whereas if you're the Browns, hooray, we got Deshaun Watson. Well, they got to make some tough calls this offseason because his cap hit's massive. Not everybody can try this, at least not initially. I kind of love this idea. I'm very interested in your feedback. So maybe I'll bounce it off tomorrow's guest who I think has been on the pod before. He's a little ornery, so I don't know if he's going to love the idea, but it'll be interesting to bounce it off him. But I am curious of your feedback. Hit me up on Twitter or the gram. I can't wait to hear your thoughts, but I think I hacked the NFL. I'm kidding, of course. All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.